Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Army personnel have objected to the so-called Obama transgender training, and the good news is Defense Secretary James Mattis announced just hours before it was to take effect on July 1 that he will defer the implementation of this so-called transgender policy until January 1, 2018. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Hours before, Matt, this July 1 deadline for the so-called transgender policy that originated with President Obama, Defense Secretary James Mattis stopped it from going into implementation, put a 6 months stay on it. We pray that there will be a permanent stay because we received calls, and we actually wrote a letter on the day before on behalf of some military individuals at Fort Benning, Georgia, and civilians, all of whom were going to be forced to be coerced into this so-called transgender directive, which included barracks, bathrooms, shower rooms, and so-called sensitivity training pronouns, and you name it. It's good news that it's been delayed.
Well, it's fantastic news, but it's outrageous that it's even under consideration. There are so many objectionable aspects to this, not the least of which is the fact that, you know, I have two daughters. You send your 18-year-old daughters off to join the military, the Air Force, say, and they're forced to share the showers, open showers, with men pretending to be women. I mean, that alone is horrific. That's a prima facie case of sexual harassment, and just sets the groundwork for sexual assault and everything else. But beyond that, how about the moral objections to this? You know, the transgender agenda is radical. I mean, it is so detached from reality and hard left wing that conservative and Christian folks that are in the military, and for them to be forced to go through some training where they have to suspend disbelief and buy into this crazy delusion that a man can be a woman or a woman a man, that alone should be enough to strike this thing down.
Absolutely. And you think about the whole purpose of the military. The duty of the officers is to appropriately lead and prepare their personnel to serve and protect. And now you have confusion within, because these people are running around, can't figure out what their gender is. So it really disturbs the whole preparedness motto that we need to have to protect ourselves from the enemies when we can't protect ourselves from ourselves.
You know, and I'm encouraged that Defense Secretary James Mattis, a military man himself, highly decorated, has as his ultimate objective military readiness.
Right.
The primary purpose of the military is to defend this country, foreign and domestic, against threats to our freedom and our liberty that we enjoy. And that means that the military has to be prepared. There has to be unit cohesion. They have to be highly trained.
Right.
It has to be a lethal weapon. Lethal in the sense that war is not pretty, but sometimes it is necessary to defend our freedom. And you hope that you never have to use that lethal weapon. But when you do, you want to be able to make sure you have the best military in the world. Anything that detracts, anything that ultimately clouds, anything that doesn't focus on that objective should not be tolerated in the military. And I think from what I see from Defense Secretary James Mattis, that is his objective, to make this military great again, if you will, to make it lethal, to make it ready. And this policy does everything opposite from that objective.
Well, yeah, as we know, an objective is to maintain unit cohesion, troop morale, and we've already seen that with the repeal of the so-called don't ask, don't tell, and the homosexualization of the military now, for instance, male-on-male homosexual assaults have gone up by over 33%. It just skyrocketed. And so certainly troop morale and unit cohesion, you know, people having all this LGBT radicalism rammed down their throat is creating a huge upset in troop morale and unit cohesion. And all the more would this radical cross-dressing policy.
And, you know, there's also the monetary aspect of this. I really respect retired Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who was a former U.S. Army Delta Force commander, and he talks about the monetary aspect. I mean, they are stripping away parts from museums because of lack of funds, but yet they want to take our money, taxpayers' money, to spend more than $1 billion on this training for so-called transgenders.
Yeah, this is a quote from Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He said, the military has been reduced to stripping parts from museums.
That's crazy.
Which is why it makes no sense to spend more than $1 billion, with a B, taxpayer dollars on new body parts for anyone who joins the military and identifies as transgender. I mean, that just makes no sense.
So we'd be funding the sexual confusion.
And all these surgeries and treatments.
Right.
And so what you have is men then would be in barracks with women who ultimately want to identify as a man, or vice versa. Women in their barracks would be with men with all of their male parts that want to identify as female. And they'll go through these hormone treatments. You want someone on the battlefield who has no confusion, who has a simple, singular objective to fight to defend life and defend their colleagues. And you shouldn't have to be distracted about somebody's sexual behavior or inclinations.
Right.
Yeah, and this is radical San Francisco-style social experimentation within the ranks of the armed forces, which isn't only objectionable from a moral standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, but more importantly, I think, in this case, from a national security standpoint. When you weaken the military, diminish the strength of the military, morale within the troops, the focus on the fight, which is what the military, you know, Rush Limbaugh often says their job is to go blow things up and kill people.
I mean, right.
It's a horrible thing to say, but that's, you know, that's war. And to have this radical social experimentation and social engineering occurring within the ranks of the armed forces, it seems like the left, you know, I've often said they're like a horde of locusts. They come in, they swoop in like with anything good and noble. You think of the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
They pervert it, mm-hmm. and they fly away and leave a husk of what was formerly there. That's what we're seeing here with the military.
Kind of like what Mr. Obama has done, correct?
Well, in fact, this all came from him. This is an Obama-inspired policy. This is a place where men and women are serving the United States of America,
right,
both domestically and abroad. And so he injected into the military this coerced, transgender, mind-bending kind of mentality, or this social experimentation. It has no place in the military any more than it has any place in the public schools. He tried to impose that on the public schools, K through 12. That was stopped by President Trump. He's tried to impose it in the military. So far, it's been stopped by the Trump administration, particularly Secretary of Defense James Mattis. We call upon the Defense Secretary Mattis to permanently stop this. Right now, he's put a six-month hold on it until January 1, 2018. I think he needs to hear from people around the country, as well as President Trump. This policy does not serve the purpose of military readiness. In fact, it undermines it. We have received calls, and we sent a letter to the officials, commanding officers at Fort Benning, Georgia, because of both people that are in the military and civilians that are working with the military that had religious and conscience objections to participating in these transgender policies and programs. And fortunately, so far, their pleas have been heard, and this policy has been put on hold.
And the absurd things they're making them embrace, like having to believe that you can have pregnant male soldiers. I mean, come on, really?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the training. Male pregnancy in the military. Yeah, you can't believe you're even saying this stuff, but that's the reality of it. This sensitivity training is nothing short of brainwashing.
And it collides with their religious convictions and conscience. And, you know, you have people who question, should they even go in the military if you're going to be indoctrinated with this kind of nonsense? You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. If you don't get our Liberty Alerts, which include our press releases, I encourage you to sign up for it. You can go to the front page, lc.org. Go down to the bottom. You can sign up for the Liberty Alert. And you can also sign up for other emails that are dealing with issues in Washington, D.C. and other matters on a national level where your voice can be heard, where you can make a difference. You can go to the bottom of the lc.org webpage, and you can sign up for the Liberty Alert and the other activist emails. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support us financially as we advance religious freedom, life, and family. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.